Most of us use search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo as our front door to the internet. We've grown accustomed to using keywords to search for everything from movie times to important issues dominating the news. But lately, researchers are paying more attention to the way children search for information online. Allison Druin is the director of the Human-Computer Interaction Lab at the University of Maryland. She joins us here in our Washington studios. Allison, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, your lab actually developed a study, which is sponsored by Google, we should say, which focused on the ways children search for information online. So walk me through this. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting down to the computer. I call up my favorite search engine because it's pretty or fun or cute looking, and I've got to look up some information on George Washington. What do I do that an adult wouldn't do?
Well, one of the things we asked, so could you find us some information on dolphins? Well, 7-year-old, quickly, boom, 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 boom. They found information on the Miami dolphins. And so they did not find out what dolphins eat. There were many children that just sat there and watched until they would find the information. As opposed to, hey, couldn't you do a keyword? No, this is what I do. I'll find it. Don't worry. We had one child swear he was going to find the vice president's birthday next year in the SpongeBob SquarePants website.
Somewhere
in there.
SpongeBob
had it, yeah.
What is it that parents can do right now to improve these skills?
Well, they can be mentors in the sense of trying to motivate a kid to go further and farther. Also, being able to let kids see how you search and what you do to refine a search. It's those multi-step questions that trip up most people. For example, we asked, what day next year will the vice president's birthday be on? Well, this was a very interesting question because it takes 3 different searches to actually find that question. Only about 0.5% of our kids could actually answer this question.
Can you describe to us what visual changes or aesthetic changes you could make that would improve the kids' chances of having successful searches?
If we change the result pages, most kids don't click past the first page. One of the things that we think that would be very valuable would be some sense of mentorship.
Mentorship from the computer.
Well, this is interesting. What we saw was there are many times where kids just sort of gave up, even though the information might have been there, or they didn't realize that they had just misspelled something, or kids say, oh, the information's not there, must not be important.
Would they do that? Would they essentially say, if the internet doesn't tell me so, it does not exist?
Yes. We saw this right off the bat from our early pilot studies. We found that boys stop faster than girls. And this is across all the age groups. Girls, they keep on trying, but they're less successful. And what's interesting is we found that there was less confidence in girls in terms of what they were doing. And so they'd say it was their problem, whereas the boys would try and problem solve further and they didn't see it as their problem.
Some things don't change.
Isn't it sad? it's so
like
sad.
Still learning. Allison Druin is the director of the Human-Computer Interaction Lab at the University of Maryland. She joined me here in the studio. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.